Let it go if you want to be free to be more, do more, or have more. Holding on will continue to hold you back. Today on Growing Hope, we are continuing to take this step into a balanced life by letting it go.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are having fun, making friends, and finding ways to be relentlessly helpful. In purpose and on purpose. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows, because a dash of twisted encouragement just keeps the journey interesting. And we want to keep it interesting. We want to stay interested in the next step and in moving forward. We want to stay interested in what we're doing and where we're going. I mean, there are plenty of distractions out there to get us off track. And sometimes they're even distractions of our own creation. We need to have the focus to stay on focus. Walking a balanced life can be a challenge under the best of circumstances. When your life is filled with the unneeded, then balance becomes impossible. Think of the unneeded as a few extra plates that you have to keep spinning. You have to keep all the things you need and want and desire spinning on a stick, individual sticks, and then you have to go in and add those additional plates of the unneeded, and you have to keep those spinning as well. Sometimes just being able to say that you have the extra plates spinning is the reason that you have the extra plates. You know, it's a badge of honor. But eventually, all the plates come tumbling down. And often it starts with the ones that you really wanted to keep up in the first place. If you want to keep your better plates spinning, then you're going to want to get rid of the unneeded plates that are stealing your focus and stealing your resources. Let it go. Release the unneeded commitments. Release the unneeded outcomes. Release the unneeded restrictions. Release the unneeded limits. Release the unneeded actions. As a homeschool mom for 17 years, I attended a wide variety of groups and co-ops and field trips and classes. By the time I got down to the last son, I was done. I confess, I had one foot directly in the door of retirement. I did not want to volunteer for anything ever again. I had done my part. It was time for someone else to take charge. Well, I was at this one event and I learned not to get too close to the activities, you know, and not ever make eye contact with the one that was trying to get it all together, because then they had you and they were going to put you in there. But there was this one time when we got to the event and everybody else was already in a meeting. All the adults were in the meeting. There were like one, maybe two younger parents that were trying to rein in several dozen boys and girls and teenagers. It was just chaos. So I stepped in and started leading a sing-along type game. And I got caught. You're a great leader. You should be volunteering to do this group next year. And I had every intention of saying no. But then she said the magic words, "You get to attend the class for free." Free is a great word for a homeschool mom. We are always looking for ways to stretch the dollar. So I was this close to saying yes. And then I remembered it wasn't my place. It wasn't what I was supposed to be doing. I had a plan for the extra time that was going to be available to me during that class. And saying yes to her would mean stealing the time from that. I could do the class. I did classes like that before. But my times had changed, And I had changed, and it was time for something else. So I determined to move forward and to let go of the unneeded activity that she was offering. Even though it was going to be a benefit in some ways to our family, it was going to hinder the journey that I was taking. The unneeded doesn't always come in the same kind of package. So you have to take time to evaluate what you're doing and where you're going so that you know when the activity presented is unneeded for the steps that you're going to take. It's going to be different for everybody, so you have to decide. The more stuff you have, especially the more unneeded stuff, the harder it becomes to keep your balance, and you need your balance to get it done. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, but when we come back, we will practice understanding and embracing letting go of the unneeded. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are gaining balance by letting go of the unneeded. I am Katherine Lang, your dream igniter. If you're looking to define and pursue your big dream goals, visit Coach for Focus today and let's get started working together. You can fly, or you can stay grounded. And the difference is wrapped up in the letting go. As many conveniences as we have created, you know, to make our life easier, to make things go faster, to make things better, we've managed to complicate things so much with the addition of all the unneeded that has come into our lives. I had launched my first full-time writing career, and I was enjoying the opportunities of writing, and I was enjoying the varieties that I was of topics that I was getting to do through this content company that I was freelancing for. And then through my writings, I began to connect with other writers and other content companies, and I got more jobs. And then I found some local folks that were writing, and I connected with them, and I was growing connections and opportunities for me and for them, and it was all going great. And then they asked me to write something for the website, and I said yes. And then they asked me to write some more for the website, and I said yes. And then they asked me to take over the website, and I said yes. Because I got to write, and I love to write, and that's what I was supposed to be doing, right? But doing for them hindered my ability to do the writing for my clients and my own writing. My plate shattered everywhere. I had added the unneeded extra of writing for the group. You need to let go of the unneeded to make space for the wanted and the desired. So release the unneeded commitments. I used to laugh at those other parents that would get sucked into all the school activities. And then my son started traditional school. And soon I was being enticed to do my part, you know, because you need to do your part. You need to support your kids. You need to support the school. I had taken some time to seriously define my uniqueness, my goals, my purpose, my whiteboard of world domination, and I was working hard to walk it out. So the school asked for volunteers, and one of the teachers pointed out that I had experience in the area. You could help, she said. Without hesitation, I simply said, no, thank you. No, thank you. I could do it, but I chose not to. In that particular moment, it was an unneeded activity to add to my list of purposeful actions. When you know your uniqueness and you have defined your purpose and the steps you're going to take to walk it out, it becomes so much easier to just let go of the unneeded commitments that may pop up. So make sure you release the unneeded outcomes. Sometimes, most of the time, the things that we do are not about the outcomes that we're going to create. Let me put it this way. When you do something, it's not about what's going to come from what you do. It is about the action you take to do it. All you can do is your part, and that has to be good enough. I was giving a presentation at an event, and I had fun giving the presentation. The people there seemed to be enjoying it. But afterwards, as I was watching the other presenters getting all these accolades from the attendees, you know, attaboys, hey, you did a great job, I began to wonder, had I really given the value that I had intended for them to get? But then one of the other organizers reminded me it wasn't about what they got. That wasn't my responsibility. I can't make someone else get what I'm trying to give. All I can do is share. And I am responsible for whether or not I share. It changed my expectations for sharing. Do what you know to do and release the need to control the outcomes. Also, release the unneeded restrictions. So if you live in the South, you know about unneeded restrictions. Don't wear white after Labor Day. Don't wear different colored nail polish on your toes and on your fingers. Don't serve your sweet tea hot. Don't serve your tea unsweetened. Okay, maybe I'm making up some of those restrictions. But unneeded restrictions really can cause issues in your life and for your life. Is the rule there to protect or to guide, or is it just there to dictate? A side note to the unneeded rule situation. The longer the rule or restriction has been a part of your life, the harder it is to let it go. You may have to practice a few times before you don't hyperventilate when you wear white on Labor Day. Just saying. So you also want to release the unneeded limits. Those amounts don't really amount to anything. Sometimes you don't even know you're carrying around those unneeded limits. I heard a story about a woman that would cut the end off her roast before she prepared it for to be put into the oven. And her new husband asked her, "Why are you cutting off the end of the roast? I mean, that's good meat there." And she said, "I don't know. You'll have to ask my mom. That's the way she did it." So he called and asked his new mother-in-law, "Why do you cut the end off the roast?" And she said, "I don't know. You'll have to ask my mom." So he did. He called his new grandmother-in-law and said, "Why do you cut the end off the roast?" And she said, "Well, the roasting pan wouldn't hold the whole thing." They had been holding on to unneeded limits without even understanding why they were holding on to those limits in the first place. When you let go of the unneeded limits, you can find a whole new world of possibilities out there. And you need to release the unneeded actions. You have enough to do without adding all those other things that don't even need to be done. My father-in-law was put on a special diet by his doctor, and we quickly realized that he was not going to follow that diet on his own. So I began cooking all of his meals on top of all the meals I was preparing for our family. Remember, we were homeschooling, so that's 3 meals a day, plus now his 3 meals a day. Then not too long into this new eating schedule, I found a smoothie challenge that I wanted to try, and it required me to make all of my meals raw. Now I was making all of my meals raw, all of his meals special, and all the meals for the family. 9 meals a day. If cooking didn't take up enough of my time before, it was practically all I did at the in that moment. And then one day it dawned on me, why did I need to make all those different meals? The extra ones were unneeded. With just a little planning, I took my raw meal and made it side dishes for the rest of the family, and I used flavoring pairings to create main dishes that fit within the guidelines for my father-in-law, but my children would still eat. I got rid of the unneeded. I let go of those unneeded actions of different meals for everyone, and I found a way to make it work. And sometimes that's what unneeded is. It's not necessarily that you have to throw it out. It sometimes just means making an adjustment, letting go of the way it's always been and doing it different. Sometimes it's just a matter of letting go of the need to do it that way because it's always been done that way. Homeschooling 3 very different boys prepared me for letting go of the unneeded schedules because not everyone worked the same way at the same time or in the same gear. So when I then sent my youngest son to traditional school, I had the courage also now to let go of the unneeded stuff, mainly because I had practiced after the tornadoes. Disasters are really good about teaching to get rid of the unneeded. And I was able to let go of all the extra homeschooling stuff that we had because we didn't need it anymore. I was able to pass on that curriculum. But despite having practiced in some areas, I still struggled in others. There are some unneededs that I still hold on to. You won't see me in white after Labor Day, short of a t-shirt. Just because it's unneeded doesn't mean it's in the way. If it's not in the way, you don't have to let it go. But if it is, let it go. What is holding you down or holding you back from pursuing your big dream goals? If it's unneeded, then find your way to let it go. Growing Hope needs to take one more break, and when we come back, we will wrap up a plan for releasing the unneeded.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done, but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting
www.katherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and Competech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we are releasing the unneeded to grab hold of our possibilities. I'm Katherine Lang, developer of the Whiteboard of World Domination. If you're ready to let go of your unneeded and plot a course for purpose, visit whiteboardofworlddomination.com. We have a tendency to hold on because, and the because really doesn't matter, we just have a tendency to hold on. And the unneeded that you hold on to will keep you from investing in the needed that you want. See, just like those spinning plates that we try to keep in place, every time we add one more that's unneeded, we can't keep investing all of our attention that we need to keep the needed plates going. And the plates are going to fall. Things are going to happen. And most of the time, it's the very plates that we wanted and needed that end up taking the most abuse. Unless we make the choice to take control, we will never be in control of the needed things that we want. And we take control when we let go of those unneeded. Release the unneeded commitments, the things that you have done or that someone is asking that you do now, but that is not needed for your big dream goals. Let go of the unneeded commitments because they take away from your wanted possibilities. Release the unneeded outcomes, what you want from something or someone. Letting go doesn't mean you stop caring. It simply means you stop trying to control the outcome. Release the unneeded restrictions. You can't, you won't, you don't. The rules in place that don't really do anything to move you forward or do anything. They are simply there to be there. Release the unneeded limits. You know, those lines that are put in place that dictate your action, your direction. And sometimes you're not even aware that they're dictating anything. They just always have been there. You don't even know that you've encountered unneeded limits. Be honest about what's in place in your life so you can let go of those unneeded limits. And release the unneeded actions, the things that you do because you're supposed to do or because you've always done it that way or you just do because. Don't do anything because. Be intentional about the choices you make. Review the direction that you're going. Let go of all those things that are unneeded and that are holding you back from moving into what you want to be. Just because you can and just because you have doesn't mean you should. Thank you so much for joining me today as we add this little bit more to building the foundation for a balanced life. The more we take time to let go, the more we have for our balanced life. The more we take time to release the unneeded and unnecessary and unwanted, the more we can look at our journey with bold honesty. And the more honest we are about the direction we're going, the better we position ourselves to step into purpose. So if you're struggling with reviewing your journey, or if you are struggling to define your purpose, email me today, right now, contact@growinghoperadio.com. Helping others ignites my passion. Helping you define and pursue your big dream goals fuels my encouragement. And we are so much better and stronger when we work together and connect. So connect with me on social media. Join the Growing Hope Radio Facebook page, or you can connect with me on Twitter or Facebook at Katherine C. Lang. That's KatherineCLang. We are meant to go down this path together. We are called to be in relationships, and we are bolder when we have the support and encouragement of others. You have it in you right now. Don't let the unneeded hold you back. Dare to let it go. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to tell you right now that hope makes a difference because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says. It's not even about what the world is going to try to show you. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.